Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Billboard.com Pop Shop Podcast. My name is Keith Caulfield, and I am the co-director of charts at Billboard. Joining me, as always, is Billboard's deputy editor digital, Katie Atkinson. Hello, Katie.
Oh, hi, Keith.
How are you?
Doing great. How about yourself?
I am fabulous. Anything exciting happening right now in your world of pop?
My personal pop world?
Sure, your personal pop world.
No.
No. Well, thank goodness, because the Billboard Pop Shop Podcast is your one-stop shop for all things pop, at least not in Katie's world of pop, but on Billboard's weekly charts. In addition, you can always count on a lively discussion about the latest pop news, fun chart stats and stories, new music, and guest interviews with music stars and folks from the world of pop.
On this week's show, we've got news about Katy Perry's new album and how she spent days in front of a live webcam, Big Brother style, to promote the set. Hmm. How Taylor Swift's catalog returned to streaming services. And multiple services. And a recap of the Tony Awards.
Plus, we have chart updates about Halsey notching her first number one album on the Billboard 200. Fifth Harmony debuting on the Billboard Hot 100 with their new single, Down. And U2's The Joshua Tree zooms up the Billboard 200 chart thanks to its 30th anniversary reissue.
In addition, we have an interview with Kirsten Maldonado, or even just Kirsten, of Pentatonix. We caught up with her recently to talk about her new single, Break a Little, and how she says it's been amazing to step out on her own, and also a huge learning experience. She has an EP coming out this summer, so stay tuned for our full chat with Kirsten later on in the show.
But first, before we get started, if you enjoy the podcast, subscribe to the show on iTunes so you won't miss an episode, and give us a rating or review while you're at it. If you have any questions for us, feel free to tweet us at Keith_Caulfield or at KT Atkinson. And if you want to explore more podcasts from Billboard, and why wouldn't you, visit iTunes.com/Billboard Podcasts. Okie dokie. So let's run the chart numbers and do the chart chat. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. As a small tribute to Adam West.
Oh, Adam. Yeah. R.I.P.
Here are three of the biggest headlines on the charts. Number one, Fifth Harmony returns to the Billboard Hot 100 and for the first time as a four-piece, as Down debuts on the chart. Number two, on the Billboard 200, U2's The Joshua Tree zooms back into the top 20 thanks to its 30th anniversary reissue. And number three, saving the biggest news for last, Halsey notches her first number one on the Billboard 200 with Hopeless Fountain Kingdom. All right, let's break down each of these individually. First up, Fifth Harmony returns to the Billboard Hot 100 as their new single, Down, featuring Gucci Mane. Gucci Gucci debuts at number 42. No one will appreciate that.
You don't think Gucci Mane will get a Charo reference?
Gucci Gucci. I don't know. I can't be the first person to say that.
Maybe.
It's the X's first single as a four-piece group, following the departure of Camila Cabello in December. Down debuts with 36,000 downloads sold in the week ending June 8th, according to Nielsen Music, 9.2 million streams, and 7.1 million in radio audience impressions. It's the first single from the group's upcoming third full-length album.
So, how does this debut stack up with Work From Home, per se, which was the first single from their last album?
Well, Work From Home debuted at number 12 back in March of 2016 on its way to a number 4 peak. It launched with 88,000 downloads sold, 10 million in streams, and 20 million in radio audience impressions. So comparably, that's not a word, comparably, one of the two comparables. It doesn't really have a spectacular start when you put it next to Work From Home, but we'll see how Down grows at radio. It also debuts at number 37 on the Pop Songs Airplay chart, granting the act its eighth hit on the list. It's also Fifth Harmony's eighth hit on the Hot 100 as well. Next, over on the Billboard 200 chart, a week after we saw the Beatles bound back onto the list with a 50th anniversary reissue of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, U2 gets in on the reissue action as the 30th anniversary edition of The Joshua Tree impacts the chart. The Joshua Tree rises from 127 to number 16, its highest rank since February 13th, 1988, when it was also number 16.
Wow.
Yeah, The Joshua Tree actually spent 9 weeks at number one back in 1987 and is U2's longest-running chart topper. Now, we actually combine all the different versions of The Joshua Tree together for charting purposes. So the old version from 1987, the new version with a bunch of bonus tracks, the vinyl, they're all mingled together for one big overall chart entry. Combined, all the different Joshua Trees sold 23,000 copies in the week ending June 8th, and that's the largest sales week for the album since January 3rd, 1993, well, the week ending January 3rd, 1993, when it sold 28,000. So it's been a moment.
I love that it was still moving 30,000 units in 93.
Yeah, well, that was like right, that was like when Octung Baby was still like in the top 40.
Okay.
And I mean,
U2 Fever.
Also, you know, albums still sold a lot, and it was, yeah. And that was like the week of Christmas when people were buying lots of albums.
And it's virtually a greatest hits album if you listen to it. Like,
yes.
You know every song.
You know every song, even though like, even the songs that weren't singles, you know them anyways.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, who's the big artist coming back with a reissue next week?
Well, not quite next week, but almost next week, because Prince and the Revolution's 1984 album Purple Rain will get the deluxe treatment on June 23rd. It's the first time any of Prince's albums have been reissued with bonus material and previously unreleased songs. I'm pretty sure of that. I don't think Prince ever allowed that to happen before. The farthest that you would get with a reissue of an album might be like it comes out on vinyl or something.
Right.
But for the most part, his catalog just wasn't touched.
Right.
So this is kind of a big deal. And this was actually a reissue that was already in motion well before he died.
Yeah.
This was something that had his blessing. So it will be very interesting to see how his fans react to the new album and also how it reacts on the charts. Lastly, Halsey scores her first number one on the Billboard 200 chart as Hopeless Fountain Kingdom arrives atop the tally. The album, which is Halsey's second full-length release, earned 106,000 equivalent album units in the week ending June 8th, and of that sum, 76,000 were in traditional album sales. Katie, would you believe that Halsey is the first woman to be number one on the Billboard 200 in 2017.
Wow, that is surprising.
Yeah, because you'd think...
We have a lot of famous lady pop stars.
A lot of famous lady pop stars, but evidently not so much at the very top of the Billboard 200.
Not yet.
In fact, the last woman to top the chart was Lady Gaga, whose Joanne album debuted on the list back on November 12th, 2016, more than 7 months ago. So it's been more than 7 months since a woman was number one on the Billboard 200. And in fact, in the last 12 months, Halsey is only the fourth solo woman to top the Billboard 200, following Gaga, Solange, and Barbara Streisand. Comparatively, there's that word again, in the last 12 months, 16 men have been number one, while there have been 10 groups, and only one of those 10 groups even had a single woman in the group, and that was Pentatonix.
Oh, our girl Kirsten.
Our girl Kirsten. And there have been 2 soundtracks that hit number one, as well as 1 compilation. So,
ladies.
Ladies. Come on, ladies. we'll keep the ladies first, so to speak, next week, too, as industry forecasters suggest that Katy Perry's new Witness album is on course for a number one debut on the tally. Sources say the album could earn over 200,000 equivalent album units in the week ending June 15th, and if Witness launches at number one, it will mark Perry's third chart topper.
Ah.
Suddenly, I'm a little bit British.
Well, while we're talking about Katie, hey. Let's go ahead and run through some of the top headlines over on Billboard.com. Now that we know that Witness is likely heading for number one on next week's Billboard 200, we have to talk about Katy Perry's very unique promotion for her fourth album.
And this could have gone really wrong.
It could have, but it was actually quite charming.
Yeah.
The pop star has been living in a Big Brother-style house since late Thursday night, where she's broadcast almost her entire life, including a live feed of her sleeping.
Sure.
She's gotten a solid 8 to 9 hours each night, too.
By the time people hear this, though, it's going to be over with, right? Like, she's out of it?
Yes. Actually, the live stream wrapped up on Monday night with a concert in Los Angeles.
Oh.
Some of the wildest moments from Katy's Truman Show experiment included James Corden stopping by for a game of Spill Your Guts or Fill Your Guts, where Katy agreed to rank three of her famous exes in bed just so she didn't have to eat a 100-year-old egg.
Could have been a really good egg.
It might have been.
Who knows? A delicacy.
Everything on the table was a delicacy somewhere in the world. So at least they were all edible.
This is like an Amazing Race type.
It's
Big
like
Brother type.
Fear Factor.
Fear Factor.
Which is coming back on MTV, so maybe this is just an undercover promotion for that.
Probably.
For the record, ranking worst to best, she named Diplo, then Orlando Bloom, then the lucky winner, John Mayer. But she also admitted another little tidbit, that she wrote The One That Got Away about her one-time fling with Josh Groban. And Keith and I were marveling.
Flabbergasted.
Marveling.
I absolutely had no idea that Katy Perry and Josh Groban were ever an item.
And we did a little digging and saw that Josh had actually spoken about it in 2013, in sort of.
Very obtuse terms.
Exactly.
Like, oh, they were, like, friendly, but he never said that they, like, dated.
James Corden is good at getting information out of Katy, basically.
Yeah, he got the Taylor scoop
he
first.
He got the carpool karaoke Taylor scoop.
Man.
And in a completely unrelated story.
Absolutely.
Taylor Swift announced late Thursday that after years of holding out, she would release her entire catalog on Spotify, Pandora, and other non-Apple Music streaming services.
Including her hit single, Bad Blood.
Even Bad Blood.
Right.
Just let's just talk about that song for no reason whatsoever.
A song that's not about any other pop performer in particular.
Well, the timing happened to coincide exactly with the release of Katy's Witness album. But sources did tell Billboard that it had nothing to do with her decision.
Sure.
Taylor's team announced the move in celebration of the RIAA certifying that Swift's catalog had moved 100 million song units as of last week.
Yeah.
You know, people are wondering, because of the coincidence of time, will this mean anything for Taylor on the charts?
I was wondering that too, and it's
Keith is even wondering.
I was wondering that too, well before, you know, people were talking and asking me that. And I inquired, and those in the know suggest that because the albums because Taylor's albums have already been so popular and so, like, consumed and purchased, like, there's not a whole
and
lot
available in a lot of other ways.
There's not a whole lot of room for them to grow. She'll have a very substantial growth in her overall streams, but there's not, like, one song or one album that's going to have this huge voluminous number.
Right.
So Katy's got number one in
Katy's
the bag.
Katy's safe.
She's fine. She's Taylor's not going to suddenly come gunning for number one.
Okay, and finally, the Tony Awards toasted another stellar year of Broadway on Sunday night. The night's big winner was Dear Evan Hansen, which took home 6 prizes in total, including Best Musical and Best Actor in a Musical for Ben Platt, who you might know from Pitch Perfect.
Yeah.
Another big winner was the latest incarnation of Hello, Dolly! With 4 awards, including Best Revival of a Musical and Best Actress in a Musical for friend of the podcast, Bette Midler.
The Divine Miss M.
She actually stole the show, which are we surprised at all, when she ignored the orchestra playing her off, even hollering to shut that crap off at one point as the music grew ever louder. She eventually won the orchestra fight when she was able to get out this thought as the crowd laughed at her chutzpah. She said, quote, "I just want to say that revival is an interesting word. It means something is near death and it's been brought back to life. Hello, Dolly never really went away. It has been here all along. It's in our DNA. It's optimism. It's democracy. It's color. It's love of life. It's hilarity. This is a classic. Come and see it. It's not just me. This thing has the ability to lift your spirits in these terrible, terrible times." And if you follow Bet on Twitter, you know she's talking about Donald Trump there.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I think that's just a veiled reference.
Yeah.
And I don't think she does give a plea of like, come see the show. But I'm like, I'm pretty sure this thing
is doing okay.
Like, it's like sold out for like a really long time. It's like
people are like, I'm trying to go.
I'm trying to go, Bet. If only you'd let me buy a ticket. Well, I think now it's time for our interview with Kirsten Maldonado. We recently spoke with the Pentatonics member who is stepping out on her own. She's got a brand new single called Break a Little and a new EP that's on the way. And she's got a new name, sorta. Just call her Kirsten.
Just Kirsten.
Just Kirsten. She says it's been amazing and a huge learning experience to work on her solo project. But never fear, there is still more Pentatonics on the way. The group members right now are just using this year as a recalibrating year to focus on their individual solo projects. But in the meantime, we've got Kirsten and a new EP and maybe even the possibility of some solo shows down the road.
Indeed.
So here's our interview with Kirsten. Welcome.
Hi
to the Billboard Pop Shop Podcast, Kirsten Maldonado.
Yes.
But actually, you're going by like a new name now. Like
yes.
Kirsten.
Just Kirsten.
Just Kirsten.
The TM stands for Taylor Maldonado, but just without saying it, just because my name is so hard and so long.
It's not.
You know? So just Kirsten.
But it is. I know you said it just perfectly, 100%.
Did I?
A+. Yes, you did.
Okay, good.
But a lot of people don't. So
to make it easier for them.
Make it easier just to give them one name.
My name is Kirsten, goddammit.
What? I know.
Get it right.
That's the entire new name.
Yeah.
Gotcha. It must be really exciting now to sort of step out on your own with your own debut solo single, Break a Little.
Yes.
How does it feel to sort of be out, you know, outside of the world of Pentatonics now with your own brand new single on your own?
Yeah, it feels amazing. This entire last year when I started the project was a huge learning experience for me, and I feel like I grew a lot as an artist and as a person. I had never thought to think about like who I was, if I wanted to come up with a cover, if I wanted to write a song, what my sound by myself would be. And so I feel like it was just really, really cool to work on this project, and I had a really amazing team. They made it so fun and so great. I just feel like overall just like really inspired and lifted and like
you
repurposed.
Seem quite giddy right now.
I am giddy. I know. I'm walking around, I'm like chatting away. I'm just so excited, and I'm excited that fans get to see a different side of me too that they might not get to see in Pentatonics, and all the songs that are going to be on the EP are very like close to my heart and dear to me, and either have meanings that I, you know, advocate or stories of mine, and I just hope people can relate to them and that they like them.
Was this always something that you had wanted to do? Because I mean, we know you from Pentatonics, but was this always something that you wanted to do independently? Because obviously we've got Superfruit, Avi has his own thing, and you know, everyone has their own thing going on. Was that always kind of in the back of your mind the entire time?
Honestly, and I feel like, this is why I'm so giddy and maybe just more excited than nervous. I never thought, and this was a confidence thing for me, or insecurity thing, I guess, a lack of confidence. I had never thought that I would be able to do this. Or be here doing something. I never thought I'd be able to like be living in LA with Pentatonics and filling the stream. I never thought that I would have the confidence or the ability to be able to write honestly. And I don't know. I never thought I could, I guess. And so last year was just so big for me to be able to come out and really discover who I am, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's awesome and I love it and I feel really great by it. And I feel like I'm a better asset to the group or to anything now, you know what I mean? Now that I have been learning so much and trying to figure out like who I am too. I think that's why I'm so giddy, because I was like, this is a dream come true. I didn't even dream of this. You know, I would have never thought that it could have happened. So
yeah.
And you're really like introducing your own voice to your fans.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's fun. I like, it's really fun to kind of have like the creative control over all the projects. I like put together a PowerPoint presentation and was like, this is how I want the look to be and the hair and the like mini treatments for all the videos. I was like going for it. So
wow.
You put a video out with Break a Little.
Yes, I did.
All at the same time.
Which is beautiful.
beautiful.
Yes,
very
thank smart. You. Yeah. Thank you, thank you. Yeah.
He's bad news in that video.
He is bad news.
But it's hard to tell what happened because it's like you're in the rain, there's the truck. I'm like, well, what did he do to her? Like, what's the drama? It's like, well, maybe it's supposed to be mysterious.
It's a mysterious thing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And specifically for Break a Little, I'm the most proud of that song out of all the ones I wrote. And because it has like a sad meaning. Like, if you stripped it down acoustically, which I'd love to do one day, and listen to the words, it has a different meaning than what the production is. The production's happy, you know, or like feels more. I do too.
Yeah.
And
they
kind of have like a dual life, you know what I mean? By the way you perform them. But I wanted, everyone's like, oh, what's the song about? I was like, I want to focus more on the like the feeling that it is more than like my story, you know? Because I always, when I listen to like Sarah, I loved Sarah Bareilles growing up, and like how she just so honestly was able to communicate her thoughts and her songs. It was so simple and so beautiful.
Right.
And I was always like, oh, I wonder what her story is. But it was almost better that I didn't know, because I related it so personally to what my stories were.
Right.
And so that's what I, you know, I think in general, it's just the feeling of heartbreak and longing for something that either is not good for you or is bad timing or something, you know, just that kind of feeling and that process.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then the EP is coming sometime this summer,
I think?
In
the summer, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are there going to be, like, up-tempo type songs? Or is this, like, a taste of the sound that we'll hear from the whole project?
Yeah, and I feel like they're all...
Is there, like, an EDM disco number too, is what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, maybe not like that.
Maybe not, like, pumping,
not like that
rave
pumping.
Music?
No.
Not so much. No.
I did a collab with DJ... Helena Legend. I used to Dose of You, so that's kind of more
that was one that came out like a week or so ago,
yeah, like
right?
Earlier May.
Yeah,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah. So that was kind of my like more like club,
right? Club ready anthem.
Yeah, but that was fun too. I had never, you know, writing a top line and working with her. I was like, this is just all fun, new territory, and really exciting. But yeah.
Does this mean there will be like, are you going to do like live performances, like solo gigs too, mm-hmm. to promote?
We have nothing on the books right now, but I would definitely.
That's the idea.
Want to do that? Yes.
Somewhere
down the line.
Does that make you nervous, or are you
yes,
excited to do it? Because, I mean, you guys have done so many. You tour around the world, sold out performances. You've sold millions and millions of albums. You're one of the few. Pentatonix is one of the few acts that can actually sell music.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, seriously.
Yeah, and there's a safety net of being up on stage with four other
with
people.
With four other people helping you.
Absolutely.
You know, well, three other people helping you now.
Right.
But there's a safety net with that.
Yes.
So it. But you'll be great.
Thank you. Yes, I am nervous.
I like the way I just set that up, and like, I'm like, but you don't have that safety net.
Oh my God.
I'm like, wait, I didn't mean it like that. That's not what I meant.
No. Yes, to your question. I am nervous. I'm excited. I feel like I thought I would be nervous like yesterday or even like today, but I'm so excited that like, and giddy. Like that's what the dominating factor is, or feeling is. So I'm hoping that would translate to live. I definitely get a little more nervous on stage, and I feel like actually singing them in front of people and watching their thoughts and what they think, that'll make me nervous. But I'm excited, and I think it'll be cool.
And you should probably get going at some point, so I know. But, you know, there's been news recently with Pentatonix, mm-hmm. with Avi. And does this mean, though, that Pentatonix will still continue and you guys will still do stuff together in the future,
yes.
but you're just having a moment where y'all get to explore your own stuff on the side, right?
Yeah, I mean, this year, you know, we've been together almost 6 years, and we've been going nonstop.
Seriously.
Touring those 6 years. And I feel like, I mean, obviously that credits a lot to the success, is that we didn't ever stop, you know, which I love. But this year is kind of like a recalibrating, not touring as much here, where everyone can kind of focus and do their own solo projects. Everyone is kind of like branching out and kind of doing their own thing, and we're all giving time to each other that we'd never have had before, you know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, and then we'll be writing. I mean, it's new chapters for everyone, honestly, and we're just going to kind of see where that takes everyone.
And I think you're allowed to.
Yeah,
you've had
absolutely.
So much success.
Yeah, and I, yeah.
And that means there's going to be another Christmas album from you, right?
Yes, there will be.
Really?
Oh, from
breaking
me,
news.
Not from me.
From the group.
From the group, yeah. I mean, we love Christmas. We're going to come back every year.
Those things just sell like hotcakes.
They do.
Anyway, thank you so much.
Yeah,
it's been lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah,
good to see you.
Good luck with all the new music.
Thank you.
Yay. Thank you again, Kirsten, for taking the time to chat with us. It was just such a delight, and she was just so bubbly, and yeah. She was just
she's got a whole
giddy.
New look if you haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah,
dark hair.
When she appeared in front of us, we were both. I know inside me, I was just like, whoa, that's you. It's like it was.
That's your face, but your hair is totally different.
You look a little bit different. We look forward to hearing the EP and seeing more of you and your music in the future.
Indeed.
And now it's time for me to keep talking because it's time for the chart set of the week. Heyo. This week in 1999, Jennifer Lopez, or J-Lo for short, earned her first number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart with If You Had My Love. It wasn't just her first number one, it was also her very first single.
Yep.
She started things off right. The song sailed to the top of the chart dated June 12th, 1999, and spent a total of 5 weeks at number one. Now, before J-Lo became Jennifer Lopez, the recording star, and well before she was ever just J-Lo, she was an actress and a dancer, appearing on TV memorably as a fly girl on In Living Color, in film in such movies as Out of Sight and Selena, and even as a background dancer in Janet Jackson's That's the Way Love Goes video.
Revisit it, people.
Yeah, oh, she's great. I keep hoping for like a Janet, J-Lo like meetup at some point on an award show.
I love that.
Like fans' minds explode.
How about a joint tour?
Yes. Can you imagine?
Janet and Jen.
Do not think for one second when I saw Janet a couple years ago at the Forum, I was like, is J-Lo here? Is she here somewhere? My God, can you imagine? What if Janet brings her up on stage? What if she's backstage trying to get a picture? Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Anyway, Lopez actually scored a second hit in 1999 with Waiting for Tonight, which peaked at number 8, while she saw her debut album on the 6th. Debut in the top 10 on the Billboard 200. Lopez was so popular that year, she actually finished 1999 as Billboard's number 2 biggest new artist on our year-end charts. Who was the top new artist that year? A certain princess of pop you may have heard of, Britney Spears.
Oh, I have heard of her.
In total, Lopez has earned 31 hits on the Hot 100, including 3 further number ones, as well as 11 albums on the Billboard 200, 2 of which hit the top of the chart. So, there you have it. This week, back in 1999, Jennifer Lopez hit number one with If You Had My Love. I'm not going to sing any more of that. Okay, so I think we've reached the end of our show.
I feel like that chart stat just made me realize like how visual music was in 1999 because hearing about If You Have My Love, I'm like thinking of the video.
Oh yeah, the video where she keeps looking tonight. Into the camera where the cameras were watching her.
Britney's the number one artist. All of her videos. MTV was at a real peak.
Yes, it was the zenith of TRL.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that the correct phrase?
Yes, it is.
The zenith of TRL popularity.
It's a great word. Apex even.
Apex, thank you. That might be even better. Comparably, Apex. Might be a better word. Well then, what song should we go out on?
Oh man, too many choices.
Another classic J-Lo track?
Maybe. Oh, Play by Jennifer Lopez.
Play. Come on, did you play that song? Play all night long.
Love that song.
All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.